Good morning, good morning. Okay, so we had in the Mishnah Machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, if you have Chelev and Oysa Lefonov, he ate, he definitely did an Issa Kores. He has a suffix if the Issa Kores was Chelev and Oysa. So Rabbi Elazar said that Yechai Vachatos, and Rabbi Yeshua said Yipotah. From there, the Mishnah went to Mesasek, where a person, where the Mishnah brings down Rav Shimon Shazuri, somebody was miskaven lil koitein in Velikei Tanovim, and on there the Mishnah concludes Hashachota b'prat l'masasek. So the first problem is that the Mishnah doesn't really have a flow, because the Reish of the Mishnah is something which has nothing to do with the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah is teaching us that if you bring a chattas, you have to have, in order to be chayv a chattas, you have to have a idea of what the chet was in order to be chayv a chattas. Rav Yeshua holds that lacking that idea, since the pasuk says hoydeil of chatosai, if you don't have that idea, you're potter from a chattas. That's number one. Then there's a din of mesasek. Mesasek is an entirely different din, which Rabbi Elazar agrees to and Rabbi Yeshua agrees to. And it has nothing to do with this machlokes. Mesasek teaches us that if when a person did the pe'ula, the act that he did didn't come out the way he planned it, nothing to do with the idea schet, mechanical. If what you wanted to do, what you intended to do, didn't come out, so the act is not mesiachas to you. It has nothing to do with chattas. There's a kloliastik din, which even applies to mitzvahs. As we brought down from the Riyaz, even if your mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavona, if somebody is mesasek, he doesn't know that what he's doing is the maisa mitzvah, forgetting kavona lotzei sa mitzvah, he doesn't know that what he's doing is a maisa mitzvah, then even the mandomo holds mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavona. You're not yoitzer. Because the mitzvah is not mesiachas to you. That has nothing to do with the machloikis of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua have a machloikis where a person did something, he intended to do it at the time, it was mesiachas to him. Now later he doesn't know, was it chelev or was it noisa? So you don't have a problem in the maisa, you have a problem whether the chet, the chatas that you're bringing, on which chet it's coming for. And we know the Torah added a condition has to be ashechotah bo. You have to have a yediyah. He doesn't have that yediyah. Okay? So that's a condition for chiv chatas. Mesasek is a tenai that you need in order that the maisa mitzvah, or the maisa vero, or any maisa you do, should be mesiachas to you. You have to have intended to do the act. If you didn't intend to do the act doesn't, is not mesiachas to you at all. And that's why Taka applies to mitzvahs. It's simple.
The question is, if the tshuva of Mesasek, obviously say that there was some level of consciousness that you're supposed to have.
No. There's liability. There's a liability. Liability is something else. That means, just like we explained by psikresha. Psikresha is called a totsor of your maisa. It's not your maisa, psikresha. That's why the Shita Megubetzah says in Ksubis that there's no chiv chatas on a psikresha. That means even though psikresha is in Issa Deraisa, moed Rav Shimon be psikresha, but a chiv chatas you don't bring. Why don't you bring a chatas? So the Shita Mukubetza says, you need a maisa chet. And a psikresha is called a toitzor. If I'm a chavin to do A, and B comes out, so even though there is a yachas to it, to some level, like you're saying, you need a kapora, But it's not called your ma'aseh, it's called a tzitzor. That's why the Ramah paskins in Reish Nun Gimel that if you make an amir l'nochri, okay, on a psik reish, it's mutar l'chatchila. You're allowed to tell a goy l'chatchila on Shabbos to do an act which will create a psik reish. Because amir l'nochri is only osan ha'maisa malocha. So if my amir l'nochri is open up the car door, even though the car door will then create a psik reish that a light will go on, the halachas is not in the psik reish. Why? Because psik reish is only a totsah. There's also a toisus like that in Bay and Gittin by Marba Bashir. Remember we discussed this. That toisus says that amir l'nochri is mutter by Marba Bashir. That means, let's say you have to heat up water for a chayla, and then through an amir l'nochri you add to that shear. So toisus over there says it's okay. So the Ran asks, Ran holds that Marba Bashirim is the raisa. So why is amir l'nochri mutter by Marba Bashirim? And the answer is very simple. A ma'isa bishul of 1 gallon or a ma'isa bishul of 1,000 gallons in one ma'isa is the same ma'isa malach. It's just that the totzah is different. So as long as the amir l'nochri was permitted for the ma'isa, then the totzah doesn't affect us. Because there's no issur totzah by amir l'nochri. So once you're allowed to tell the goy to do A, and now you're enhancing the toitzor, there's no problem of amir l'nochri. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz in the Shiurim and Gittin Shari Chaim, he makes the analogy between toitzor and ma'isa. But this is all built on the Shita Mekubetzes. So as Rabbi Daniel is saying, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Kivega, I assume that's what you're talking about, machlekes between Rabbi Kivega and the Chalkes Yoyev. If somebody does something b'misasik, if it's called a ma'isa vera, we've discussed this a couple of years ago already. The Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva whether you have to stop the guy. The guy's in the middle of doing it. Is a misasa called a ma'isa vera at all? But that's from a liability standpoint. Person is liable to his tetzois. Okay? So misasik b'ritzicha l'moshel. Right? He didn't want to kill. He was misasik. And it came out of ritzicha. So the Shulta Gibram says if he's a kohen, he can't be nice, he has kapa. Same idea. Even though he's parted from ritzicha and he's misasik. But he's an achroi. He's an achroi on his toitzah. So that doesn't really affect what we're discussing. The bottom line is that from a standpoint of a ma'aseh, if you do something with misasik, it's not misyachas to you. As a ma'aseh. It's a toitzah. It's a ma'aseh, it's not misyachas to you. That has nothing to do with the machloikas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So why does our Mishnah make one challenge? That was our first problem. And in fact, Rashi integrates the drasha. Because Rashi says, then at the end of the Mishnah, when we talk about Misasik, he says, Rashi says, well, the Torah said, Bo must tell you that Misasik is Potter. What do you mean? This is a whole separate discussion. Chotobo, Rabbi Yeshua is telling you, you're not chayv achatas till you know what chet you did. And misasik is something entirely different. So this was our main challenge to try to understand this. So I think that the Biur HaDavar here is like this. And this will be masber also the Rambam that we discussed. We ended Shir with the Rambam in Hilchos Shogos. The Rambam states in Hilchos Shogos, says as follows. Choto v'noida lo chatosei v'choza v'shokhoi. Person did a chet. So we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Which means if a person only knows that he did a chet, but he doesn't know which one, he's part of a machatas. And that's how the Rambam paskins, that's how all the Rishonim paskin. Like Rabbi Yeshua. So it means it's a t'nai and a chiv chatas, you have to know the chet that you did in order to be chayav chatas. Comes the Rambam and he says, however, if you had that idea, right, v'noy daloy, v'chozav v'shokhoi, and then you forgot it again, what chet you did, says the Rambam, harei zeh mevi chatos. You bring a chatos, l'shem ma'ashiru, for whatever it is, V'toichal kishar chatois hanecholis. And it will be eaten like all the chatois. That's the Rambam. So it's really a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam really led us to a whole different direction. The Rambam seems to be saying that when you bring the chatos, you don't need to know what the chet was. Yeah, but I'm saying now you're bringing even hafrosha. Because simplistically, how would we learn this Mishnah? On a very simple way, we would learn that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shur. Rabbi Elazar holds that the chiyuv chatos is generic. Just like a chiyuv toida, chiyuv oila, just like all korbanos, there's a generic element, right? There's a generic element. The generic element is the type of korban it is. It's korban chatos. Rabbi Elazar therefore holds that once you know you did a chet, so we don't care if you know which chet you did. You know you did a chet, now you can bring a generic chatos, which is for any one of the 36 creases, because we know you did a chet. That's all you need. And the simple way to understand Rabbi Yeshua holds that since the Gemara says later on, Chav Zayim, that a chatos chelev doesn't work for a chatos dam. Right? So if you were mafresh a chatos for chelev and then you brought it for dam, it won't work. That means that the korban takes on not only the generic name, chatos, it takes on the specification of the chet. So it becomes a chatos chelev. So just like there's a toida and an oil and a shlomim, chatos is broken up to 36 components. There's chatos chelev, there's chatos dam, and it's almost like a different korban. For raya, you can't use it. If you mafresh it for chatos chelev, you can't use it for chatos dam. That's the whole svara. So Rabbi Yeshua says, if that's the case, so there's a mechanical problem. Even though you know you did a chet, but you don't know which chet you did. So how could you bring the chatos? That's Rabbi Yeshua's taina. That would be the most simplistic way to learn. That the machloikis, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is not so much in the hoidai elav. It could be they both would agree. The fact that you know you did a chet would be enough. As far as hoida, the fact that I know decisively that I did a chet that has chorus in it, I know I did chelev or I did noisim. Really, Rabbi Shu would agree to Rabbi Elazar. But Rabbi Shu has a different problem. Mechanically, you can't bring a chatas. Because a chatas has to either be termed chatas chelev, or it has to be a chatas dam. And Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Rabbi Elazar holds it's a generic chatas. You know you did a chet. Meman of Shech, you did a chet. That's good enough. And that's how the Rishonim explain Rabbi Elazar to begin with. That Rabbi Elazar says you have it. Rabbi Elazar doesn't disagree that you need to have a hoidel of chatos. He agrees to it. He just holds, this is called the idea. You know you did a chet. Sufficient. So really the machloikis, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, could be not as much a machloikis in Yediyah, but actually a machloikis in the Shem chatos. But we have two things pulling us away from that. Number one, this Rambam. And this Rambam, by the way, is a Tosefta. The Rav that brings down the Tosefta is like the Rambam. This Rambam is telling, if that would be the case, then there would be no difference between somebody who did a chet, b'shogeg, he found out that he did the chet, right? And then he forgot again. He has the same mechanical problem. He can't be mafresh chatos now, because he doesn't know if it's chelev or dam. Who cares that in the middle he knew? It wouldn't make any difference. Should be the same problem. Logically, it should be the same problem. So the fact that the Rambam and the Tosefta are telling us that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds you need a decisive yediyah, you don't need that for the chatos. It's enough that you had it. After you did the chet, you found out you did a chet, and you found out which chet you did. And now you forgot you could still bring a chatas. Obviously, what do you say? You say, you make a tanai. Should be for chatas chelev or chatas dam. As the Rambam says. Should be l'shem ma'ashehu. Right? So that's what he says. So that proves that our simple pshat in Rabbi Yeshua is not correct. Because if our simple pshat in Rabbi Yeshua would be correct, you wouldn't gain anything in this case. That's number one. The second raya that this simplistic pshat doesn't work is the fact that nowhere increases does Rebbe Lezer argue with the din that Chatas Chelev doesn't work for Chatas Dam. If what we're saying is correct, then Rebbe Lezer should argue with the whole concept that you can't bring a Chatas Chelev for Chatas Dam. He doesn't say it. That's Muskum. So that's also a Raya. So that's why the simple approach, as enticing as it is, can't be the Pshat. That can't be the Mahalach. The Mahalach can't be that the Machloikas, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua is a mechanical problem. You can't be Mafra Shechatas, you don't know what you're bringing it for. That can't be. So obviously there's a deeper Machloikas in the Yoda. Now another interesting point is that if you look at the Ravid on that Rambam, the Ravid points out, the Ravid has a different problem. The Ravid says like this. First of all, the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. He said, you can't argue with the Tosefta. That even though if you didn't know which chet you did, you don't bring a chatas, but if you knew and then forgot, you do. But then the Ravid says like this. He says, Omar Avrom, say for the Tosefta kashili. He says, I don't understand the Tosefta. Because the end of the Tosefta says, Ulekshi vodalo, choyze umevi chatas ala yediyah v'tishochet l'mashahi. So the Tosefta says that later when you find out which chet it actually was, you bring again a chatas. Fascinating Tosefta. Tosefta seems to be saying that you need a yediyah. And you need a precise yediyah. And that precise yediyah you need at the time of the korban too. Because otherwise, why do you have to bring another chatas? So the Ravid says, I don't understand. What the Ravid means is very simple. Mamon of Shech. If when the Pasuk says, V'hoidei Elov, it's a Tanai, that you have to actually know what you're being mafresh the carbon for, what are you bringing it to begin with? That's what the Ravid means to say. And if the Hoidei Elov doesn't require that, as Mishael was saying, it just has to trigger the Chiv. But then, once there's a chiyuv chatas, there's no tanai that you have to know what it's for. So then, why do you have to bring another one afterwards? It's very interesting. This is like an andreganus. You don't have anything like this in Gan's kotchim. You bring in two korban chatois for one chet. We have, you could bring an oshem toli and a chatas for one chet. Oshem toli when you don't know, and a chatas when you find out. But here you bring in two chatas kavuos. That's what comes out from this tesefta. You bring in two chatois kavuos on one chet. One, you bring when you knew and forgot, you bring one at that stage. And then later, when you remember what the chet was, you got to do it again. So the Ravid says that, I don't understand. That's what the Ravid says, Tzorachian, on this. So the Kesef Mishnah, if you look here on the spot, Kesef Mishnah tries to schwitz on it, but it's very unclear. Kesef Mishnah says, Efshel Yashvei, what does that mean? There's one pasuk. Hoidei lev chatosuk. Have we met that requirement or not? If we met the requirement, gamalnu. If we didn't meet that requirement, what are we bringing the chatos for? It's chulun ba'azol. So it's very difficult to understand the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah is just saying this because we have a contradiction to Sefta. So he's saying this will be a way to explain it, it's mechaper ktsas. Yeah, but has it met the idea that the Torah requires or not? So, suffix idea doesn't meet the first requirement, right? We don't say bring a chatas and mechaper ktsas. Why? Because there was no kim of hoidei elov. Right. Now, you found out and you forgot again. Have you met hoidei elov or not? Very difficult. Very, very difficult. There's one pasuk, one hoidei elov. You have to say that it's enough to bring a chatas, but it's not enough to be mechapa completely. Where do you see all of this? Oshem toli wouldn't be brought, as we explained, without a separate parsha in the Torah. Oshem toli. Why? Because it doesn't meet up with the idea. Because you don't know what you don't know if you did a chet. So if you're going to tell me Chelev and Noiser, and then you don't know what it was at the end of the day, so then what are you bringing it for? It's really a Medrash Pliya. The Tosefta is a little bit of a Medrash Kli, and that's why the Ravid says, I don't understand. Now, the Primi Godim in Halacha actually uses this din of the Rambam and the Tosefta to be Masbid the Morgan Avram. We brought down here in the Mara Mekremis, the Morgan Avram, that questions what we say in the morning. After you bring the, after you say Parshas Chatos, so you say that Yirotzon Shemishayavti Chatos Talik Chizul Kapor. So the Morgan Avram says, what do you mean? There's no Yediyah. Yediyah is a condition for Chatos. So granted, there's a halacha that Kol HaKoyre B'Parshas Chatos is Kilu Hikrev Chatos. But it's not better than a chatas. It's not better than a chatas. So the Morgan Avraham is saying, how could you say imnis chayavti if you don't know? So you're not chayav a chatas. You can't be mechapa with a chatas. Let us say that the parsha is a chatas. That's the Morgan Avraham's kasha. So the Primi Godim over here on this din in Simin Aleph, the Primi Godim says that saying the Yirotzen is for this person that did the chet, found out that he did the chet, and forgot. And that's what you mean. When you say imnis chayavti, you don't mean imnis chayavti and I never knew. You're saying imnis chayavti and I forgot. So like this Rambam with the Tosefta, I'm saying it for the Kapor Ktsas that the Keset Mishnah is talking about. That's what the Primi Godim says, the Morgan Avraham rejects that approach. You have to know what, the Morgan Avraham also, Mistama, he's basing his whole kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says clearly, like the Primi Godim. You have to know why the Morgan Avraham didn't like the Primi Godim's solution. But okay, that's on the side. Morgan Avraham said, it's fair. He says, why are you saying in this chayavti? It doesn't work. So the Primi Godim is saying a simple solution. The Rambam, You did the chet, you found out, you forgot. So the Rambam says, that's enough of a yediyah to be chayiv. Now there's a Rav Shach here in Avi Ezri, where Rav Shach also tries to get clarity in the Tosefta. Rav Shach writes here in Avi Ezri, he says, Ein chatos mechaperes lelo yediyah. Really a very big chiddush what the Rav Shach says here. He says that really, as we said from the get-go, the yediyah is a requirement for chatas. If you don't have a yediyah, it doesn't work. So really, there's no reason for you to bring a chatas when you don't have a yediyah. And that's clearly why the Tosefta says at the end that when you find out, at the end, you got to bring another one. So why do you bring this middle one, he says? Ela me'acha, you like this, Misha. Me'acha shekfar nischayev b'chatos. So harehi bo b'li kapor. Fascinating, Rav Shach. Tremendous chiddush. Rav Shach is learning, chatos number one is coming without a kapor. And chatos number two is coming for a kapor. He says, why does a chatos number one come without a kapor? And this is where I think it's a tremendous, and first of all, it's a tremendous pella. The whole chatas is a kapora. That's the essence of the kol. The essence of the chatas is l'chapora kasi. That's why it's not bo b'nedova. The reason why chatas is not bo b'nedova, because it's l'chapora kasi. But here's where Rav Shach makes an analogy. He says, Harei, ilulei parshas chatas shemesu ba'leo, hoiso krevo, av peloi kapora. Fascinating, Rav Shach. He's saying like a brisket din. He's saying, since we know there's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that a chatos shemesu baleo goes lemisa, that means without the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, what would be? You'd bring the chatos. Who's it mechapa for? The guy's dead. His misa was mechapa. It's not being mechapa on the dead guy. He says, comes halacha Moshe Mitzrayim and says, you don't bring it. So you see that a chatas is kreva, even without a kapara. But the truth is that this analogy is really a tremendous chiddush, because the analogy l'chor is rochok k'mizrach u'mairav. The case of Rav Shach is you have a pre-existing chatas. So there, if not for the pasuk, if not for the halachah l'mishum misina, the chatas shemesu ba'alei l'misa ozlo, you would bring it. How did it become a chatas? It became a chatas because there were bailim that needed a kapora, and that this korban had the potential to be mechaper. So it became a korban chatas. Now, once you have a standing chatas, so now you would bring it regardless. It's a korban. Comes halacha Moshe Mesinai and says that since there's no kapora from the korban, it's l'misas. In our case, it's very different. In our case, you have no chatas. The guy comes to the Rav. He says, Rabbi, I did a chet. I remember what I did. I remembered what I did, and now I forgot again. What do I do? Comes the Rambam Paskins, bring a chatas. So now you're being mafresh a chatas that has no potential to have a kapora. There is no such a breed. Rav Shach is making an analogy from a case where you have a pre-existing chatas. And that chatas became a chatas because it was roy to be mechaper. Now it's here. Now you can't say, well, what are you doing here? The behemoth says, listen, I'm here because I came for a kapora. And I became a chatas. And that kedusha is never going to go away. So now, bring it. Comes halacha Moshe Mesinai and says, no. No. But in Rav Shach's case, to say a mafresh a kol that has no potential for kapora, a chatas that has no potential for kapora, loy motzanu v'loy royinu, that there should be such a thing. But anyway, that's what he says here, to try to be miyash of this. So I think perhaps we could say here an approach that will really answer all the kashas, down to the Mogen Avraham and the Pri Megadim as well. And then we would maybe have a shot, understand a little bit of the yachas between the misasik of our Mishnah, which seems to be a total different sugya, and this yediyah, the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua. There's a very, very difficult sugya in Shabbos. Those of you that are doing the daf probably recall it. It wasn't long ago, where the Gemara discusses the idea of somebody throws a chefetz, and in mid-air, he remembers it's Shabbos. So he throws a chayv, it's in the middle of the malacha, he remembers. So now he becomes what you call a mazit, let's say. Right? Becomes a mazit. And then it's noch. So the Mishnah paskins in Shabbos that you potter from a chatas. The Mishnah on Kuf Beis. The end of Azorik. Paskins you potter from a chatas. And the Mishnah then makes a condition. That's the mission. So the Gemara has a havamina there that maybe this is only b'mavia. Remember that Gemara? Davki b'mavia. Davki if you're carrying the chayfetz. Right. Avul b'zoyrek loy. And really, the havamina of the Gemara is very good. Because how could somebody's state of mind change when he has nothing he could do about it? How am I becoming amazed? He takes an object, he throws it. In mid-air, he remembers the Shabbos. There's nothing he could do, unless he's a Rebbe. It's not coming back. He threw it, it's gone. How could you now become amazed? How do you become amazed? It's a pella. That's really why the first mandam of the Gemara says that the whole din of the Mishnah is only shayach by mavir, because there you could stop. So there, if you continue walking, so your status changes from shegig to mezit. But if you're throwing something, and in mid-air you change your mind, now you change your mind. You get knowledge. You didn't change your mind. You wouldn't do the malacha now either. But now you know it's Shabbos. And actually, you wouldn't have thrown it right now. How does that make the end of the Ma'aseh have a din of amazement? It's really Merafi Sigma. It's a tremendous plea. The Yerushalmi on the spot over there in Shabbos, the Yerushalmi questions this. And the Yerushalmi actually says, what would you say by Misa? The other way. If a guy shoots somebody, okay? Shoots somebody. And after he shoots the bullet, after he pulls the trigger, and the bullet is going full speed ahead, nebuch to this other person's head, he says, Ma asisi, I'm mischaret al kol anizkar, and I don't want this guy to die. But within a fraction of a second, the guy's dead. Is he chayv achat? Is he chayv misin? He had edus and asro before he pulled the trigger. To aid him, told him, listen, you're going to now, you chayv misin. Kill the guy, you chayv misin. He says, I know. And after I pick in, I'm murdering the guy. He pulls the trigger. After the bullet dislodges, he says, I'm mischaret. I wish I didn't do this. I hope he doesn't die. So the Yerushalmi says, very good. The Yerushalmi agrees with Dr. Resnick. It's too late. It's too late. The reason why it's too late is very simple. It's because the mice has already been locked in. You can't change your kavon anymore. If magically the bullet somehow doesn't hit the guy, then you'll be potter attack. But that's the only way you're going to be potter. Your state of mind is not going to do anything anymore. The point, the yisoid is very simple. Shoigig and mazid get decided when the mice is completed, not when the chalois happens. And the mice has begun and ended with the pulling of the trigger. But I'm just saying, that's the... So the Yerushalmi over there says, 1 second, by mazid we wouldn't say this. By mazid we wouldn't say this. Which you should know is the reason why the Rambam in Hilchos Shgogos, when he brings down that Mishnah in Shabbos, he omits the case of Zayrik. He only brings down the case of Mavir. Not like the Gemara. So they all ask on the Rambam, what do you mean? But the Gemara's Maskana, as difficult as it is, the Gemara's Maskana is that Zayrik also has the same din. So and not only that, the Rambam actually paskins that if somebody throws something on Shabbos and he changes his mind in mid-air, not he becomes knowledgeable in mid-air, he's potter from achatas. But yet, when he brings down the din, tchilosei shoygeik sefer mezit, tchilosei mezit, he only brings it down in the case of Zerik. And I always felt a simple pshat in the Rambam is that you remembering in the middle cannot change mazid. If you were mazid when you did it, you're a mazid. You don't have a right no longer to change your state of mind. You did the whole ma'isa. That's why when the Rambam brought it down, he didn't bring down Zayrek. Because the Rambam was bringing both cases. Tchilosei shoygeg v'soifei mazid. Tchilosei mazid v'soifei shoygeg. And by mazid, it wouldn't help you. If a guy would throw something on Shabbos with edus and asro, and he would then change his mind. In mid-air, he wouldn't be potter from achatas. In fact, they bring another raya to that. From the whole sugya of Hidbik Pas Betanuch. That they will matter you to do an isser to take it out, to potter from achatas. Why don't you just change your mind? The guy changed his mind now. He doesn't want it to be baked. So what do you have to pull it out for? Just say, I don't want it anymore. The teretz is, it goes by the beginning of the ma'aseh. You understand, laser? Even by Shabbos. Only Shoigig has this chiddush that if you threw something b'shoigig and then mid-air you found that it was Shabbos, then you put it from a chatas. But it can't be because now you become amazed because you don't become amazed. Why? The shoygig and mazid should be decided. The Shoigig and Meis. So the Mishnah Sabaran, the Baran Kotler Zatzal, in his Shiurim Mishnah Sabaran, he also works on this. And he says, Mistamet, some kind of Tanai by Chatas, that you have to be a Shoigig from beginning to end. Right? Oh! That's the problem on the Mishnah Sabaran, is that L'chorah, that's what the Yerushalmi is trying to say, that the beginning and the end already happened. The beginning and the end happened already at the time of the Zrika. Very similar to the Nemukei Yosef and Bava Kama in the Sugya Veishim Mishum Chitzot. Where he says, what's the reason why you're allowed to start a fire? A woman can light the candles before Shabbos and it burns the whole Shabbos. Why don't we say Yosef Mishum Chitzot? Right? So Nemukei Yosef says, what do you mean? The whole act finished when you did the Maisa. I understand you weren't chayiv yet.
The sequence is definitely off here. The normal sequence is, I did an act, the guy, the tzitzah happened, I did a b'shogeg, and now I have a yediyah. Here, that much has, there is that distinction. Here, I did the full act, but right now I'm not chayiv. If the bullet misses...
Right, but your knowledge now should not change the way we describe the act that took place, which ultimately created a Chilul Shabbos. That's the issue. So one of the most fascinating pshatim in that Gemara, I saw years ago printed in a journal, and he said a pshat in that sugya in Shabbos, which I thought was the Glatzter pshat in that sugya. And his pshat was, he concurred with what we're saying, that it's only by shogeg that this would be. By mezid for sure. Somebody did a maisa b'mezid, and mid-air he decided that he doesn't want to be a mezid anymore. It's too late, right? It's too late. He says like this, he says, by chatas, the idea triggers the chi of chatas, not just the chet, not the ma'aseh chet, the yediyah. Which means, when you do a ma'aseh chil Shabbos, now, clearly, as David said, normal, let's talk normal. Normal is a guy does a shoigik, and then a week later, he finds out that what he did a week ago, both the ma'aseh and the machshava, was all avera. He finds that out now. Everybody agrees that the chi of chatas doesn't go retroactive from the Maisa, the idea triggers the Chi of Chatas. So the way Rav Shlomo Zalman sees it is that a Chatas is made up of two components, Chet and Yediyah, which is really what is the way to understand Chatas. The Maisa Avera alone doesn't create a Chi of Chatas. It's very different, let's say, than a Mezid. A Mezid, it's the Maisa that creates the Chi of, right? Chi of Misa. The Maisa. By a Chatas, the Hoida Elo of Chatosa is what triggers the Chi of Chatas. So yes, you need a Maisa, but B, you need a Hoida Elo. See, he learns very interestingly. He learns the reason why, and this, David, is maybe what you're thinking of. He says like this. He says, if somebody has knowledge, he has an awareness, the awareness can't be revisited. Once you have the awareness, if that awareness lasts for 20 years, it's always going to date back to the beginning of that awareness. Right? We don't look at it like the Kiddushin of Rav Shimon Shkop, where it's ongoing. The idea goes to the initial, right? So he says, very simple. Nothing to do with Mezid. He says, you threw the object in the air. Right? Now, the idea has to create the Chi of Chatas, right? When did you get the idea? It was two Amos in Rishus HaRabim, yeah? At that point, the idea couldn't be Chai V'Chatas because there was no Malach yet. So there's no Yediyah's Chet. It's not that you're amazed. You follow what I'm saying? Elamai will say, yeah, but later I also know, I understand. But the ideas always trace back to the awakening. The awakening happened prematurely. So for that reason, That awakening couldn't trigger a chiyuv chatas. I thought that svara was as galat as yoim. Such a gevaldige svara. And that's pshat in the Gemara. All the other pshatim, it's like the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says with the gold, when you brought out this beautiful gold, all the other golds don't look like gold anymore. There's a pshat in the Gemara. Everything else is fakfetched. It's a pshat. You don't have to dray it all. You had an awakening before there was an avera. So that awakening can't be mechayev v'chatas. So what do you have? At the end, you have a chilul Shabbos without a yediyah. Isn't that gevaldik? That's a gevaldik pshat. That's what Shlomo Zalman understands. Clearly, the yediyah triggers the chayev v'chatas. It's unquestionable that that's the way it works. So I'll tell you very simple. Every time a person is chayev v'chatas, right, there's really two things. There's a chiyuv shibud to hekdesh, shibud mammon, like any chayv. I owe $1,000. I owe a chatas. There's a chiyuv chatas. And then there's also a kapara, which happens from the korban. There's a kapara that you get from the korban. Now, even if there wouldn't be a kapara, technically, if there'd be a chiyuv chatas, then you'd have to bring a chatas anyway, technically, from a momentous standpoint. Which is the reason why the Gemara says that if you hold shibud de raisa, the Gemara says in Kiddushin daf yud gimel, ho'isha sheviya chatosa, yoviyu yoshim ailosa. The yoshim, they don't have any kapara to get. They don't need a oilus yoledus. They're not yoledus bechlal. But as inheritors of the estate, they have to pay the debt. So they have to pay the oiler, because the oiler has in it also a chiyuv mammon. And any korban that you have, that's a korban choiva, there's a shibud to hektish. The hektish could come now and take it. Even one opinion says, even mamashkin and alachatoyes. Hektish could take a mashkin if you don't bring your chatas. The other opinion says, we don't do it because the guy wants a kapara, he'll bring it anyway. But technically, Hekdesh could go to you and collect. Besides for the fact that you need a kapora, no different than any chiv you have on yourself. That's not a monetary chiv. But by a korban, there's also a monetary obligation that's on you. And that monetary obligation is riding on you, which is precisely what we discussed, what the Ashem Toli does. It gets rid of that thing that's riding over your shoulders. Gevaldik, you remember that? Taisus on Chavez. Guys, you remember that Taisus? He brings a Tchilas Atziuv. Very good, then. That's a long time ago. The memory's not going yet, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, we had a Taisus in Chul that said that if you bring Tchilas Atziuv, middle-aged bird, it's a question if it's young or old. So the Gemara has a Shaila if that middle-aged bird is Sofek or Beria. Do we say middle age till today? That's what they call the middle age crisis. To know what it is. So it's really a shaila in the Gemara. The one has a shaila. Is Tchilas Atziuv of the bird young, old, or Beria? And the Gemara says, what's an afkamina? If it's a Sofek, you could bring a Torah and a Ben Yoina. Tchilas Atziuv. Give it to the Kohen, your Yoitza. Because one of them is good. Meaning, a Torah has to be young, a Torah has to be old, a Benyan has to be young. Now I brought Tchilas Atziuv of both. So if you're going to tell me to Suffolk young, Suffolk old, either way, I'm Yoitza. Because one of these two birds is good. But if you learn it to Belia, not Yoitza. So Tosfos asks a kasha, what do you mean? What's the Kohen going to do? It's not a pet store in the base of Mikdash. We're going to have a cage here with birds? The Kohen can't be makriv either one. So even if it's a Suffolk, how do you get a kapora? That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos in Chum. So Tosfos has an unbelievable chiddush, a monster chiddush. Tosfos says, you yoytze yechiv. Because you gave the Kohen something which is roy for the Mizbeach. He's not going to know what to do. And ultimately, neither of these birds are going to be brought. That's the Beis Hamikdash. It's almost that's the Beis Hamikdash's problem. I gave the Beis HaMikdash a bird that's roi for the Mizbeach. They are going to have a problem, a chsar in Yediyah? That's their issue. So the Mishnah Lamelech in one line knocks off this Tosfos. From the first Mishnah in Zvachim. He says, V'loi nehira mi masnitan reish Zvachim. Rabbi Kiveg and the Gilian quotes this Mishnah Lamelech. What does he mean? He means there's a Mishnah, not like Tosfos. The Mishnah says, Kol HaZvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishmon, ksherim, v'lo olu l'baalim l'shem choyvo. So the Mishnah is telling you that even if you brought a korban that's roi for a korban, not only that, the Kohen went and brought it. But he did it shaloi lishma. You don't get a kapora till the korban is brought lishma. Ask the Mishnah Lamelech, how could Tosfos say that once you give the Kohen something which he can't even bring? But klapi shmaya, one of them is good. Yes, that's the Mishnah Lamelech. So what David is remembering, I think, kemat completely, is that the teretz that I said to that, to answer the Mishnah Lamelech, was that the korban, there are two obligations. There's a monetary obligation, and there's a kapora. The monetary obligation ends when you give the Beis HaMikdash monetarily something that's roi for the Mizbech. Now your obligation is over. Now, you have a kapora that you need. Yes, that you'll decide if and when you want to bring it. But now Beis HaMikdash has no business with you. Once you gave the gizbar something that's roi for the Mizbeach, your finances are resolved. Your finances with the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos doesn't say that you're a mechaper. Yotze yedei nidroi. That's it. Now, you and the Beis HaMikdash. So, Nebuch, if the guy would die, let's say, Beis HaMikdash couldn't go to the Yoshim. Because they only have to take care of monetary business. The monetary business have been resolved. That's how we explain that. But that's really what every korban has. It has two elements. It's triggered by the chiyuv. It's not a monetary chiyuv. It's triggered by the fact that you have a chiyuv to bring a korban. But once you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, now there's also a monetary hat on top. So now it's very poshut. Our Mishnah brings down a machlekes. Taka, the way we explained from the beginning. In order to be a chatas, it can't be a chatas generic. Not according to Rebbe Lezer, not according to Rebbe Yeshua. A chatas can only be a chatas chelev, a chatas dam. It has to be a specific chatas. It can't be hanging in the air. It has to be a specific chatas, every chatas. That's not a shayla. However, Rebbe Lezer holds, if you know you either ate chelev or you ate dam, so what you do is you bring a chatas, you make a tanai. If what I did was chelev, let it be a chatas chelev. If what I did was dam, let it be a chatas dam. So the korban doesn't have a problem because the korban is riding on a tanai, which you find throughout kodshim, that you can bring a korban, make a tanai in it. Make a tanai on the korban. So that's why nowhere in the Masechta does Rebbe Lezer argue with the fact that if you had a decisive chatas chelev, you can't bring it for dam. Because Rebbe Lezer agrees to that. Because part of the DNA of a korban, it's not just a chatas. It's a chatas chelev. Or it's a chatas dam. So that's why we don't find that Rebbe Lezer argues with that. Because it has to be either chatas chelev or chatas dam. Now let's flip around. Rebbe Yeshua also agrees to Rebbe Lezer that you can make a tanai and a korban. You can bring a korban and say either it should be chelev or it should be dam. He doesn't have a problem with that either. Machloikis Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua is in Yediyah. If you have knowledge that you did either chelev or dam, is that called a Yediyah? There's no mechanical machloikis. Rebbe Lezer holds, it's good enough, as long as you know you did a chet, whether it's chelev, dam, or noiser, it's enough. It's true. The korban has to be one or the other. So you make it tonight in the korban. But that's enough of a Yediyah. Rebbe Yeshua says no. Since the korban connects to the chet, becomes that korban specifically, therefore, it's not a question of tanai. There's no chiv. Because there's no yediyah. You can make it tanai. You can make it tanai from today till tomorrow. That's no different than bringing a chatas and saying, if I'm chayiv a chatas, let it be a chatas. Doesn't work. It's not my guy's nervous, OCD. I know people would like to bring chatoris every day. Bring the chatoris every day, Beis HaMikdash. If I did one of the 36 creases, the last 24 hours, let it be for that. Both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua agree that would be a bracha of Atol. Why? Because there's no yediyah. Yediyah triggers the chiyuv chatoris. Rabbi Elazar holds, once you have a yediyah that you did a chet, either chalev or dam, that's enough. Elamai, mechanically, it has to become chatos chalev or chatos dam. For that, a Tanai helps. Tanai helps for that. Either chatos chalev or dam. It is tied into the DNA of the korban. But for that, you can make a Tanai. Rav Yeshua says you didn't have a yediyah schet. So the Tanai works, but you're not there yet. You don't have a yediyah to trigger that obligation. Comes the Tosefta, and the Tosefta says a simple thing. Says the Tosefta that when somebody goes and they have a yediyah, they ate chalev and they had a yediyah that they ate chalev. So now there's a chiv. There's nothing to talk about. Now there's a chiv, chatas chalev. Right? Now they forgot. They forgot if it was chalev, they forgot if it was dam. Holds the Tosefta that in order for somebody to get a kapora, they have to, at the time of the havor, they have to have a idea what the kapora is for. And that's more like part of vidui. Kol chai v'chatois ein miskaprim achi yizvadu, which means the chatos is part of the tshuva. It's not a chatos in the luft. You bring a kol chatos, it's magic that it's mechapa. It's a program. It's part of the tshuva program. Bizman shebeis hamikdash shayakayim, you did vidui on the chet. If you didn't do vidui, the chatos doesn't work. You have to do vidui and you have to bring a chatos. Holds the Tosefta very poshut. A guy can't be mizvada on something he doesn't know what he did. You can make a tanai on chiyuv emomim. You can make a tanai on a chalois. If you make a tanai on vidui, it's not vidui. Holds the Tosefta, so you're in limbo land. Because since you already had a yediyah, the chiyuv was chal on you. So now you have both a monetary obligation and you require a kapora. But a kapora you can't get because you can't be mizvada on the chet. You don't know which chet you did. So you got to bring a korban now because you can't delay the chiyuv moment that's on you right today. Just like the yoshim would technically have to bring a korban. Unless the owner is dead, how can I have to bring a korban? So there is a chiyuv avor now. It's just that the kapora can't materialize. So therefore, you have to bring another one. Later, when you find out which chet you do, and on that chatas you'll be able to be mizvada, you have to bring another one. So that answers the Ravid's question, what's going on? The idea came, it triggered this dual obligation. Now you forgot, so you can't do vidui, so you can't get a kapora, but you still have a chiv to bring it. That's shibut ha'egdish. Now, I think that's the reason why the Mogen Avraham rejected the Prima Gotim's Pshat. Because Mogen Avraham is saying like this, when somebody gets up in the morning and he says, Kilu, should be Nechshav Kilu, I brought it. Right? I want to ask you, is that the Kapora element or the monetary element? It's Kapora. That's not monetary. The Gemara throughout Shah says that when Mashiach will come, you have to bring a Chata Shemena. Which always bothered me, why we use the word Shemena. Right? What's Chata Shemena? When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, I'll have to bring a Chata Shemena. You know why? Because Shemena is describing the physical of the Chatas. Right? I owe you a Chata Shemena. Passes to say, I owe you a Chata Shemena. I don't need a Kapora from a Chata Shemena. So the word is simple. The Beis HaMikdash is not here, and the Shalma Pogam is for Seinu. The Kapora we get, but there's still a monetary obligation. So when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, we still have to take care of the Shemena part. The actual, the mass, the heft of the korban. So the Mogen Avraham says very poshut. When the guy reads a Parshas Chatos in the morning, he says it should be Kiilu I brought a Chatos. The only piece that he's trying to get is the Kapora piece. And that precisely, the Tosefta says that when you find that, you got to bring another one to get a Kapora. So stop it. It's lip service for monetary. That's garnished. The whole Tosefta that says that when you had the idea and then you forgot, you have to bring one. That's to take care of your business with the Beis Hamikdash. Which lip service doesn't take care of it anyway. Only money talks. Your lips don't talk for money. Elamai, you want to get a kapora. From that same Tosefta that the Primi Godim is asking on the Morgan Avraham, the Tosefta itself ends that when you get the idea, you have to do it. That's why he rejected it. Okay, the Misasik piece, I have to leave now. We'll have to leave for next week.
You could.
He's very maybe unclear. He's very unclear. But this makes it very clear.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with that. I get special joy.
Every once in a while, I get a
I get special joy from
once
that.
In a while. Another question. On what's bothering the Kasha on the Mogen Avraham on this in this Chayavti Chazos, can't that be explained?